Luke's telling of the Christmas Eve story begins with a census and taxes. Real exciting stuff. The registration for tax purposes is what leads Mary and Joseph to travel from Nazareth to Bethlehem. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. And then we get the angel's terrifying appearance to the shepherds. The angels do arrive on a scene of mundane and commonplace events. There was nothing special about shepherds keeping watch of their flocks at night. The angel announces good news of great joy, good news of a newborn king not found in a palace, but in a feeding trough. Christ's birth occurs in the midst of chaos, displacement, and lowly conditions. Lyle Gwyn Garrity describes it this way: the divine breaks through sweat, blood, straw, and mud. Good news comes to low-wage sheep herders during their night shift on the edge of town. The low-wage sheep herders are terrified by the extraordinary appearance of the angel and the heavenly host interrupting their mundane work. So the angel admonishes, "Do not be afraid. Don't be afraid, because this is good news." Following the extraordinary appearance of the angels to the oh-so-ordinary shepherds, the shepherds did indeed find the newborn baby lying in an ordinary manger and wrapped in ordinary bands of cloth. The good news, the Christ child, is found in ordinariness. The good news is also that the good news can be found in ordinariness. But despite having heard this story so many times, we seem to forget that part of the good news. We spend a lot of time in this season and throughout the year trying to make things extraordinary. We often expect God to show up in special ways. We end up looking for God in all the wrong places. We look for God to appear in perfectly decorated homes. We wait for God to show up with a grand entrance in our painstakingly coordinated extended family gatherings. We hope God will choose to magically calm our busyness with an otherworldly peace. We expect the extraordinary. But on this night, we remember that God shows up in the most ordinary of places, in birth and death and taxes, in guest rooms and eating places, on the night shift and on the edge of town. God comes to us in ordinariness and in everyday events. Poet and pastor J. Barry Shepherd wrote a meditation on our gospel reading for this night that I'd like to share with you all. For all the marvel of these blessed, cherished, and well-rounded verses of St. Luke, for all the magic that I never fail to feel when I hear them read aloud in church this very eve, they tell, at least until the angels come upon the scene, of totally mundane and commonplace events. New taxes may be newsworthy, but they are hardly information one would hand down over centuries. A weary couple traveling far from home because of government regulations, even an expectant girl without a place to lay her head, these are not the stuff one might expect to find immortalized. And this birthing of a firstborn son, the wrapping him in covers and laying him in a feed box for a bed, this happens every second of my birth exploding century, has happened since the birth of time itself. Death and taxes, birth and taxes. Things one can be sure of, can rely on to endure upon this human scene as long as there is a human scene left to endure. Why do we make such a fuss about it all, God? What is there in these everyday events to justify their annual remembering, rehearsal, and repetition? Might it be that in the very ordinariness of your son's birth, there lies the first disclosure of his message, of the great good news? Might it be this very night that you are telling me to look for meaning, mystery, and miracle right here inside the matter-of-fact problems, pains, potentials that make up the daily round? I pray this may be so, Lord God, because the miracle of Christmas that I need will not be found in far-off Bethlehem or even on the decorated altar of the church, but in the birth of hope and trust and love deep in my ordinary heart. Amen. Perhaps that's what we really want for Christmas this year, for Christ to be born in us anew in our ordinary hearts. Earlier, I read from the Common English Translation, which said Mary laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the guest room. And now is not the time to debate the authenticity of our beloved nativity scenes, but the consistent piece of this story is that there was no room for this family. That's where we come in with our thoughts about what we would have done if we had been there. But since we are prone to look for God only in the extraordinary, would we even notice when God showed up in the ordinary? And what would we have done if we knew? The great reformer Martin Luther reflected on this in his Christmas sermon in 1543. He said, "The inn was full. There are many of you who think to yourselves, if only I had been there, how quick I would have been to help the baby." And Luther asked, "Why don't you do it now? You have Christ in your neighbor. You ought to serve your neighbor. For what you do to your neighbor in need, you do to the Lord Christ himself." The great good news is that Christ has indeed come in very ordinary circumstances, through sweat, blood, straw, and mud. The great good news came to the low-wage sheep herders during their night shift on the edge of town. The great good news is that if God can show up like that, where can't God appear? Where can't God go? Where won't God go? The great good news is that the answer to those questions, as we find in the Christmas story, is nowhere. There is nowhere God can't or won't go, inns with no vacancies, taxes and decrees from the emperor, Herod, betrayal, Pilate, even death cannot limit God's power. We too have heard the good news of great joy. We have seen the birth of Emmanuel, God with us. And so we join the ordinary shepherds, returning home, glorifying and praising God for all the extraordinary we have heard and seen. Glory to God in the highest. Amen.